Life is an exciting adventure, and I like to start at the beginning. It is so easy to dive into life from the point where we are, and we say, yes, oh yes, this is where I am. I am 5, 10, 20, 50 years old. I am having experienced all of these many wonderful adventures in my life, and life is wonderful. Oh, yes, I'd like to start right where I am. But if I can train myself to start at the beginning, I will find that everything I do has much more meaning, much more significance in it than ever dreamed possible. I start at the beginning. You say, what is the beginning? Well, let's just say the beginning of my life. What is the beginning of my life? The beginning of my life is when I was, am, were conceived. Not necessarily born into this life experience through my mom and dad, but when I was conceived. Now, when was I conceived? I was conceived out of the infinite allness. I am conceived out of the first thought, the first ideal, the first realization that all is good. Now, it's not a matter that I'm conceived as Herb Byerly, or that I'm conceived as a human being, or that I'm conceived as a 20th century person or 21st century person. It's not that I am conceived of as being in any limitation or unlimited attitude of life. That has nothing to do with it. I start at the beginning. And the beginning is all is in ideal divine order. All is perfect. The beginning is the ideal me. Now, what is the ideal me? How do I find the ideal me? How do I ever realize what the ideal me is? Does anyone in the universe know what the ideal me is? Does anyone in the world know what the ideal me is? Can anyone conceive of the ideal me? Well, that's quite an interesting experience, isn't it? At the beginning, I was created out of the allness, and in the beginning, there was no beginning. In the beginning, there was no start, no end. I always was, always will be. Now, to conceive of such a silly thing, of such a monstrous thing, is unbelievable. How can we conceive of the possibility that all always existed, all always exists, and there's no change, there's nothing that ever moves away from the ideal of my beginning? Now, the ideal of my beginning is that every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. That's the way it was conceived to be, and that's the way it is. Every thought that goes through my mind is perfect, and that's the way it was, is, and always will be. I am the ideal man, and as the ideal man, I think ideal thoughts all of the time. And as the ideal being, I live in the ideal consciousness at all times. I really don't have to start at the beginning. I don't have to go back to the beginning, because I'm always at the beginning. I am always thinking out of who I am. I'm always living out of the reality that this body is. This body is only a reflection of what I believe my ideal self is. Now, what do I believe that my ideal self is? How do I think of my ideal self? Do I think of my ideal self as something very special? Do I think of my ideal self as something that is very unique and very, very wonderful? Well, if I don't, I'm very foolish. I'm going to go through the simplistic idea of raising a couple of dogs. I'm going to raise a dog. And I'm going to first find a breed. And the breed that I want to raise is a breed that is lovely, perfect. I want, essentially, the ideal dog. Now, how do I achieve the ideal dog? The ideal dog already exists. Now, you might say, well, I'm going to breed this dog with that dog to get this characteristic, and that dog with this dog to get this characteristic, and when I have all these characteristics, then I will have the ideal dog. No, never. The ideal dog already exists. It's up to me to draw upon the infinite allness and bring forth that ideal dog in my experience out of the allness, out of that it already exists. And that's the hardest thing for me to really accept. Everything already exists. Now, the point might be, what do I think is the ideal dog? What do I think is who I really am? What do I think the ideal me is? What do I think the ideal world is? What do I think the ideal allness is? What do I think? And then, as I think on what I think the ideal allness is, then I bring that ideal allness into awareness in my life. It already exists. But I bring it into awareness, I bring it into expression, I bring it into an outpicturing in my activities, in my world, in who and what and where I am. Now, it always was there. It always was there, and I merely choose now to go back to my original purity and integrity, the original purity and integrity thought of my ideal self, and express it. I want the ideal dog. Now, what do I want the ideal dog to be? Do I want it to be this, that, and the other thing? Do I want it to mind? Do I want it to be a dog that's easily trained? Do I want it to be a dog that loses hair or doesn't lose hair? Do I want it to be a dog that has a medium, small, or large size? Well, what kind of dog do I want? Do I want it to be a dog that loves to hunt? Do I want it to be a dog that loves to cuddle? Do I want it to be a dog that loves to do all these things? Oh, I surely do, don't I? I surely do. I want to create a dog in my consciousness that covers all of the ramifications of what I would ever desire as the ideal dog. Now, where am I going to find that dog? What kennel, what breeder, what nation, what world does that dog exist in? Well, that dog exists in the allness. The dog exists in my awareness of it. And the more aware, the more acutely attuned aware I am of the ideal dog, the more perfectly that ideal dog is the dog that I have. Now, say for instance you have a dog already, like most of us have. And I have my Rex already. Now, do I want to have Rex be different than he is? Do I want him to be younger, older? Do I want him to be eternal? Do I want him to be living in a wholeness body, every whit whole? Do I want him to be wise? Do I want him to be just like me? Or do I want him to be to my beck and call? What do I want? What do I want in an ideal dog? Do I want a dog that lives forever and never passes on? Do I want a dog that, well, why not? Because as my changing attitude in my life goes on, I see that I would like a dog of a different ilk. I would like a dog of a different birth, of a different form, of a different kind. And so I visualize these things in the dog that I have, and the dog outpictures it. Why do they say so many dogs look just like their masters, or so many masters look just like their dogs? Why is it husbands and wives oftentimes look alike? Why is it the change goes on? Why is it that as you have an experience in your life, it emulates who and what you really are. Do you start at the beginning? Do you start at the very essence of your allness? Do you go back to your original purity and integrity? You've heard me mention that so often, you might think that it's just a little foolish to talk about the original purity and integrity, that it certainly is not that really important, that really vital. But hey, yes, it is. My original purity and integrity is where everything begins. I start at the beginning in my thought as to what I feel is the most exciting aspect I would like in my life. Not just what dog I want, and visualize that dog, and realize that dog, and experience that dog, and have that dog, and that's not too difficult. That often happens. Out of the isness, the allness, I go to the different pounds, I go to the different breeders, and I find the breed and the type I want. But once I have him, then I have to see in that dog what my original purity and integrity of thought is about that dog. Because just because I have a dog who has all these virtues doesn't necessarily mean he'll have those virtues with me. Because if I am not those virtues personified, then I will not have a dog who has those virtues. If I do not see myself as an absolutely wonderful person, I will not have absolutely wonderful friends. If I see myself as the ideal friend, I will be surrounded by ideal friends. It's just that simple. I return to my original purity and integrity of being the ideal being, of being the ideal person, being the ideal expression of all that is good and all that is wonderful in life. Because that truly is all that means anything at all. That's all that means anything at all. Now, is that what it means to you? Is that what it means to me? Is that what it means to all of us? If it does, then that's it. You got it made. That's it. You're at the beginning. You're at the end. You're at the allness. You've got it. Now, that's where it starts. I start at the beginning. And then from there, it's all upward. Fulfilling, beautiful, rewarding, and now. Join me in this wonderful adventure of starting at the beginning and knowing the beginning is right now. And I see all things in their original purity and integrity. I see all things ideal, and I see it done now. Join me. It's the joy of my life, and it can be the joy of your life too. I love you.